Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to DSC's Untamed Heritage, the unique blend of hunting, conservation, and the outdoor lifestyle, delivered in an entertaining and informative fashion as only a veteran outdoorsman can do. DSC's Untamed Heritage is brought to you by DSC, Dallas Safari Club, conservation, education, and hunter advocacy. Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable. Trigicon, brilliant aiming solutions. Ruger, rugged, reliable firearms. Burnham Brothers Game Calls, calling is calls made. Double Nickel Taxidermy, where hunting memories are preserved. Now, here's your host, Larry Wysoon.
Mr. Corey Mason, it is time for DSC's rather unusual convention this year, if you will, and auction. Tell me a little bit about it. We're right on the cusp of it. It starts in a day or two.
It does. We're real excited about it, Larry. You know, it's not what we laid the plans for 8 or 10 months ago, you know, but about 30 days ago, the plans were changed for us. But we're really excited about the opportunity to reach new people, to inform them about the mission of DSC, and to really offer the opportunity for people from all over the world to support the mission of DSC, you know, and they're coming to hear some speakers and certainly participate in the online auctions. And I feel like we've done a fairly good job about communicating the opportunities that are there and building the opportunities in a pretty clear and concise way for those that want to participate. And to see these great auction lineups for those that want to come and support and look for great outdoor gear and support the greatest outfitters and guides around the world.
We've been so very fortunate over the years. As you just mentioned, we have the very best outfitters, the very best gear companies that provide those things at DSC. And it's so thrilling, I guess, and rewarding, in another word, and to see these folks stay with us during this kind of bit of a trying time. But I think it's going to be an absolutely great event kind of thing. I know we've also got silent auctions coming up as well, too. And tell me a little bit about, as I said, it's going to start in a day or two, so and some of the people will be hearing this as it starts. So what's the best process to go to be a part of the virtual event this year with DSC?
You bet. So it's pretty easily found. They can go to our biggame.org website, or they can go straight to our landing page, which really is a kind of a one-stop shop. And that can be found at dsc.onlinehuntingauctions.com. And from there, they can find everything from a number of tabs right across the top of the screen and kind of walk people through the process, and that being how to register so that they can sign up and they can bid on those night auctions, the live auctions that will be live streamed out to the world, or those silent auctions that close on Sunday. and the live auctions run Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, starting at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. And then the silent auctions are just that. People can bid on those anytime. They can also start bidding right now on the live auction items. You know, online bidding is available. So to run through and see the items that are there and start kind of fiddling out what your list is going to be that you're going to bid on.
There's several items in there that a couple friends and I are kind of a little bit of a bidding war right now. And I did a deal with Dave Folsom a couple of days ago about how you do some of the things you just mentioned, and Dave and I are bidding on the same item and didn't really realize we were doing it until we were doing the segment for DSC, the show about all this. And, you know, it really didn't make a bit of difference whether you're bidding against somebody across the ocean, across wherever, or the guy that's sitting right next to you kind of thing.
That's right. You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, the live, you know, events in a room have a certain energy about them, but I think this year is just special for a lot of reasons, you know, and I don't have to go in all of those understanding COVID and such, but what really makes this opportunity great is for people to still have as close of opportunity as you can to be in fellowship with like-minded people, knowing you're supporting the mission of DSC and participating in watching those bid numbers just kind of run up and run up and run up in a good way, knowing where those dollars are going to go. They're going to support conservation.
You're right. DSC is such a bare bones operation when you get down to it in terms of budget of personnel involved, to where the dollars really go toward conservation. And I dare say that it's probably one of the organizations that spends more money that goes out to conservation than most any other organizations I'm aware of.
100%. I mean, we're a small but very mighty staff. You know, I couldn't be more proud of the folks that are here and under this roof to deliver the mission of DSC. And I can't say that without just paying the most sincere compliment to all of those that come along beside DSC, in a sense of members and volunteers that give all their time and talents and oftentimes their treasures as well to make this organization run well.
You're right. We've got the best membership there is when you get right down to it. Very, very dedicated to the cause, which is what we need at this time. Now, you mentioned there's going to be live streaming of a live auction.
There will. So that night, again, starting at 7:30 p.m., on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. So we will have the auctioneer actually live selling those items with a small number of people in a room. But that will be live broadcast out. And the access to that can be found on that dsc.onlinehuntingauctions.com to be able to view that. You can place bids in several ways. You can place bids online from the Live Auction World platform that we've had for a number of years. It's an incredibly safe platform. We've used it. They're used by lots of different organizations. They can place max bid forms. They can let us know that. We have forms. They can call the office and contact us if someone wants us to bid in their absence. We're happy to do that. We're also going to have people that will contact out someone that maybe want us to call them a couple of items ahead of what they're interested in and have a DSC representative on the phone with them so that we can be communicating with them, you know, that, hey, it's at, you know, whatever, 5,000, 5,500, and
right,
tell me what you want to go to, and, you know, so you kind of get the feel of that going on as well. And so we're just trying to make it as convenient and as friendly and as open as possible so that there really aren't any barriers that would keep someone from participating, because we realize that, you know, based on your geography or age or just technology savvy, whatever it might be, that we want to remove all those barriers and we want to create a way for you to participate.
Small groups. I know that we've talked a little bit in the past and other places about possibly some watch groups, meaning a family or two getting together that's very close, that's not concerned, or maybe has already had COVID or whatever,
right?
You know, and getting together and watching, and at their little party, maybe having a little cocktail party or something going on during the time of the auction, or maybe even right before, because we've got some great speakers coming up too. I know
we do. Thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, you know, we're encouraging watch parties, and we have a number of folks that have that have obligated to do so, to be a host, you know, either at their house, like you mentioned, or maybe their business or small group of folks that maybe they would have in the past bought a banquet table with, that they're comfortable with, their family in their trophy room, whatever it might be, to join us and watch and listen, participate, you know, and they're sending us some photos so that we can all kind of fellowship and enjoy that together, and just participate, you know, and again, try to create that energy and sense of just community that we're really desiring.
Well, one of the people I mentioned, the speakers, because I know one night, I can't remember, it's maybe Friday night, I think we've got Steve Hornady speaking.
Did. That's right.
I've known Steve for many, many years, but he's an absolutely hoot at times. I got a feeling he's going to be a little bit more serious this time than what he might be otherwise. But there's some absolutely fantastic speakers, and they're not going to be long, boring talks. That's or maybe not boring, but long.
That's right.
So they're going to be relatively short.
That's right, Larry. Realizing, you know, that we only have so much of people's time that we can ask for. All of these speakers, we could all probably sit in the room and listen to for 30 minutes or an hour because of their expertise.
Absolutely.
And credibility. But Thursday night, we have the privilege of having Mr. Paul Stones.
Yes.
Incredibly well-spoken conservationist based out of South Africa. Works on some tremendous conservancies there across southern Africa. We'll be speaking. APHA board member, custodians board member, just a highly credentialed, really respectful man. And then, like you mentioned, Steve Hornady will be speaking on Friday night from an industry perspective, and it will just be great. And then Saturday night, Deneen van der Westenhuizen will be speaking again, NAFA chair, UFA board member, and APHA board member, just incredible conservationist in every sense of the word, her and her family. And so Yeah, they will have some very inspiring words for us to kick the evenings off.
Those are fantastic speakers. I've had the opportunity to listen to pretty much, I think, all four of them, actually, in the past. And I know people are going to be waiting, and we're going to have be short little speeches, and then we're going to go into the auction. And you mentioned the small groups. It's a family affair at DSC anyway, even when we have a regular, our normal convention. But I think this way, you're still going to have that family feel to it with the small watch groups as well, too.
That's right. You know, we have some chapters that are holding watch parties around the United States right now, and or will be in just the coming couple of days. And then again, just people that just enjoy getting together. You know, again, maybe it's a group of just a couple of couples or hunting buddies or whatever it could be, getting together and just enjoying that opportunity, you know, to come and celebrate. And, you know, maybe they have appetizers or something and they're just watching the TV and supporting it. Maybe they're bidding some, whatever it is, but they're participating. And I know I talked to some another host of a watch party coming up, and the gentleman said, well, I don't know how much bidding they're going to do. Hopefully they do some. But he said, most importantly, everyone that walks out of my house is going to be a DSC member when they leave. So there'll
like
be a
that.
Pretty significant membership drive component to it as well.
I love that. You know, I mentioned the family thing over the years. I've been involved with DSC for quite a few years now. There, I used to have people that come by have their birthday parties when they were little kids. And I'm talking about 5, 6 years old. Well, now they're in their late 20s. And I've stayed in contact with many of those. And one of the things we're going to do with a couple of them, because we've done this every year, we're going to have kind of a Zoom thing going on to where we can then not lock into the event as well, too.
You bet. I think there's going to be a lot of that. People just... you know, trying to get together and reminisce, as you say, like you say, just the time to get together with family and friends and just that connection. And people are going to be pretty creative about how they do it.
Now, it's going to be available, any kind of credit cards? Or
absolutely. So people can, again, if they want to call ahead and have us to pre-place a bid for them, like a max bid, if you will, on a specific item, we're happy to do that. If they want to do a bid online through our, again, really well-secured, proven system that we've been using for years, as well as many other organizations that will be found there. If they register to bid, they can make a credit card payment there. And really, any kind of credit card is acceptable there. And again, safe and secure, so there's no concerns there.
It looks like it's going to be a pretty good event.
I think it's going to be a great event.
A lot of different ways. And I know that, like, the Wild Sheep Foundation and, of course, Texas Wildlife Association and a few others have had these events here in recent times, and they've been very successful up to this point. And I cannot see but DSC, with the support that we've garnered over the years from so many different parts of the world, by coming to Dallas, by now taking all that to the world rather than the world coming to Dallas,
yep.
I can't see how that's not going to be an absolutely great, successful event and several evenings there.
I think it's going to be wonderfully successful, and we've been... we felt the embrace, if you will, by folks realizing that, hey, we need this to be successful so that we can continue with the execution of our mission through DSC and through the foundation. And and realizing that, we've seen people registering, we've seen people bidding, and it's been neat to hear the communications through watch parties and people that are planning them, and them reaching out and saying, you know, this isn't a place to come and try to get a deal, if you will. And they say that very respectfully. It's
yes.
a place to come and know that you're securing an item through someone that's extremely reputable, that is going to be there through the ups and the downs and will provide you the most quality experience possible, and then at the same time allow the mission execution of DSC to move forward. And so I think with that mindset, when people enter into the auctions and they really come in and they support knowing what they're going to get value-wise, it really will result in a wonderful event.
Corey, we're going to cut this a little bit shorter than we normally do because I want people to get going right now. Because if they're listening to this, you know, get on the site if you're not already there, register. And also, we're not going to make this long-winded so that they can prepare themselves for the event that's coming up and have a great time out there. And again, if you would, please tell us how to go to the site and how to best take advantage of it.
You bet. So they can find all the resources at dsc.onlinehuntingauctions.com. And it's just a couple of days, February 10 through 14. To come join us there, feel free to call the DSC office if they have any questions about registering. There's a how-to video there that Mr. Dave Fulson has walked us through how to register
yes.
and remove any of those barriers. It's really simple to do and join in and participate and We greatly appreciate the support.
One thought came up. I know that we've got a bunch of silent auction items, and I'm assuming I've looked at the auction list. There are some things that possibly need to be shipped. How is some of that going to be handled?
Yeah, great question. So some of that will be shipped from the DSC office, and some of that will be shipped directly from the donor. So it just depends on the item, but it will reach the donor safe and secure. So yeah, we've been thinking about that as well, and it might take a few days, but everything will reach people timely and safely.
You heard it right there. You heard it from Corey Mason's mouth, by golly. Join us for the event, please. Please, we need your support. And as Corey said, if you're attending one of the watch parties, do not leave there without becoming a member of DSC. Mr. Nate Watson with DSC this morning. Nate, you've got some pretty important things coming up and some exciting things coming up as far as membership. And there's like great opportunities there for new members, right, for DSC?
Yes, sir, there is. So with the in-person convention being canceled, we've kind of had to come up with some creative ways to incentivize membership and renewals since we don't get to gather here in Dallas this year. So one of the kind of the driving forces behind DSC is obviously our membership. We have plenty of members here in Texas, around the country, and all over the world. And so everything from membership fees to the involvement that our members put in with action alerts, that kind of drives our organization. So members are the wheels of our organization, and we want to do everything we can to keep our current members and keep signing up new members. So what we're rolling out, we're calling the New Adventures Membership Drive. So what it is, we have 9 hunts that members are going to be eligible to win from January 1st until February 13th, the last night of our virtual auctions. So if you join, renew, or upgrade your DSC membership between January 1st and February 13th, you're entered for a chance to win one of these 9 hunts. You earn extra entries if you select a multi-year membership or a life membership. If you select a life membership, you get 15 entries. So your odds get pretty good if you decide to upgrade. But the hunts, we have a great lineup of 9 pretty unique hunts and some great donors and outfitters that donated these hunts. The first hunt is a 3-day upland wing shooting hunt for 4 hunters in Scotland. That's with Eskdale Shooting Services. So that is definitely a unique experience, getting to do some European bird hunting in a really cool place like Scotland. So that one's definitely on my bucket list for sure. We have 2 South African hunts. The first one is a 7-day trophy sable hunt for 1 hunter and 1 non-hunter in South Africa. That's with Dave Davenport and Leopards Valley Safaris. So for those of you who have not gotten the opportunity to go to Africa, sable, in my opinion, is one of the coolest critters you can possibly chase.
One of the premier animals in all of Africa,
yes.
No doubt.
Yes. So this is definitely, I would consider, a hunt of a lifetime. That's a really unique experience. And then our other South African hunt is a 10-day plains game hunt for 2 hunters in South Africa. And so that's with Limchroma Safaris. And they've been extremely generous. They've donated to our chapter system. They've donated to our auctions. They help us year after year. So we can't thank these folks enough for donating these hunts. And then lastly, kind of the big ticket item, the folks at Spain Hunting Ibex donated 6 Bassetti Ibex hunts for us.
Oh, my gracious.
I know. So they are extremely generous, and we are extremely thankful for their donation and to be able to call them friends and exhibitors. So that is a, 4-day Bassetti Ibex hunt for 1 hunter in Spain. And there are 6 of those up for grabs. So if you're looking to get away and want to do it on a budget, upgrade your membership, and you have a pretty good shot of walking away with one of these. So we're going to draw the winners of these hunts during our virtual auctions. So the first 3 nights, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night, we'll be drawing 2 winners a night. And then on the 3rd night, we'll draw 3 winners. So that's a total of 9 winners overall. So if you're looking to get involved with DSC or upgrade your membership, renew your membership if it's coming up for renewal, because you always do it at the annual convention, this is the perfect time to do so. So we're extremely excited about this, and I'm looking forward to making some phone calls and congratulating folks here in a couple weeks.
Makes me want to do a double life.
Agreed. Yeah, I upgraded to a life membership a couple months ago myself, so that might be a conflict of interest if I had my name in the hat. But I wish I was in this too.
So, how does somebody sign up as membership right now? What's the best way to do that?
Yep. So there's a couple ways to do that. You can go to our website. That's www.biggame.com or .org, and you go to the membership tab at the top of the page. Folks who are currently members can go to the member sign-in tab at the top and renew their membership in the online portal. You're also welcome to contact me here at the DSC office. My email is nate@biggame.org. So any of those methods work. I'll pick up the phone anytime and we can get your membership squared away or renewed. So we're looking forward to these next couple weeks. We have had a great support with our current members renewing their memberships and supporting us during this year where we don't get to host the in-person convention and events throughout the year. So we could really use your support, and there's some great prizes on the other side for you.
Thank you very much. Like I said, I think I'm about to sign up for a double live.
Agreed. Well, thank you, my friend.
DSC's Untamed Heritage is also brought to you by Texas Wildlife Association. Working for tomorrow's wildlife today. Texas-raised hunting products, the Scent Gods. Kennetrek Boots, for the trail less traveled. Wildlife Systems, serving hunters and landowners since 1987. Boit, the finest in hunting gear. And Pyramid Air, for all things air guns.